Was Kyoto University superior because Professor Arakatsu, right. I think, had an electrostatic particle accelerator at that time?
で京都帝国大学が原子核物理で優れてたというのは、荒勝教授がこのエレクトロスタティックなサイクロトロン加速器を持ってらしたということなんでしょうか。
まあその装置を持ってたっていうだけでなしに、その彼の、まあ、彼の本を高校時代に僕はずっと読んでましたからね。まあこの先生のその弟子になりたい、まあ、もちろんそういう設備も日本では大学では京大しかなかったし、あとのいろいろの装置も京大が圧倒的に持ってましたしね、まあ、そういうことを全部含めて、もちろん理論の方には鵜飼秀樹っていうのとか、まあ、いろいろ他理論物理の素晴らしい先生もいたし、まあ、そういうことを全部含めて京都大学の、まあ、原子核物理っていうのはやっぱり当時としては一番進んだと思いますね。
Yes, I think that the Kyoto Imperial University as a nuclear physics section was the best at the time in Japan in all aspects, including equipment. Certainly the presence of equipment such as the electrostatic accelerator was the only one among the Japanese universities. The Kyoto Imperial College was the only one among the Japanese universities which had such an equipment, besides other pieces of equipment of very high quality. But of course, I read lots of books written by Professor Arakatsu while I was at the Konan Speria School, and I really wanted to study nuclear physics under his teaching. And besides Professor Arakatsu in the field of physics theories in Kyoto Imperial University, there were very good professors also, including Dr. Hideki Yukawa.
Did you talk to your father about your thinking about where to go to study nuclear physics, and was he pleased that you were going to continue in the natural sciences?
でお父様にはその原子核物理を勉強するにあって、例えばその京都帝国大学に住みたいと思っているというようなことはご相談になったんでしょうか。
もちろん相談しました。
Yes, I of course consulted my father that I wanted to go to Kyoto Imperial University to study nuclear physics. すいません、それともう一つちょっと質問がありまして、でお父様は堀場会長がそのまま科学の分野に関心を持ってこのまま進まれるということでお喜びになられましたでしょうか。
まあ口には特に言わなかったけど、まあよく思ってたでしょうねきっと。
Well, about my father, whether he was happy that I pursued the pathway in the field of natural sciences, he didn't say that clearly to me with any words, but I think he was happy.
We mentioned that, or you mentioned that the radio club at Konan was had to end because of the beginning of the Second World War. What effect did that early period of the war have on you, the school, and your family?
で先ほどアマチュア無線クラブは第二次世界大戦が勃発して、停止になってしまったという話だったんですが、その第二次世界大戦の初期の頃、初めの頃が堀場会長ですとか、ないしは学校生活、あるいはご家族にどういう影響を与えましたか。
いや一応初期の頃買ってましたんでね、だから日常生活にはほとんど何も不自由も感じなかったし、問題もなかったですね。ただまあその頃は二十歳になると学生も全部学徒動員で兵隊に取られていった。でただ そのサイエンスの方の学生は大学を卒業するまではその兵役を免除されてました。で、まあ、そういう意味では理科系の学生の方はのんびりしてたかな。
Well, in the early phase of World War II, Japan was still winning, so our daily life wasn't so affected by the early phase of the war. We didn't have any inconvenience or no particular problem in our daily life. However, even in those days, boys at the age of 20 were mobilized to the military as students and soldiers. And however, the students in natural sciences majors were exempt from joining the military service until the graduation. So in that sense, the students in natural sciences major were taking things more easy. They were more easygoing.
Well, you entered Kyoto University in 1943, I believe. Could you tell me about the university in this period?
で、京都帝国大学にご入学になったのが43年というふうに伺ってるんですけども、1943年と伺ってるんですが、その当時の大学はどういう感じでしたでしょうか？
少なくとも我々の入った理学部は多少その軍事的な要請を受けていろいろその海軍とか陸軍の その技術的なサポートをしてましたけども、その目に見えてですね、あの大学がすごく勝ったと思いますが、一番私にとって大きかったのは高校3年のはず、ね、はずなのが早く卒業さそうとしてですね、高校の部門は2年半で卒業になったんです。ですから結局7年生と言ったけど 6.5 年生に刺されてしまったというのが一番僕らにとってはちょっと不満でしたね。
Well, at the time, around that time, the Department of Science of Kyoto Imperial University, which I joined, was providing some technological assistance and support to Japanese Navy and Army. So in that sense, there was some military influence upon the university also. But besides that, there wasn't any visible effect on the university at the time. But for me, including me and other students of Konan Superior School, were most unhappy about the fact that we had to graduate from the senior high school section of Konan Superior School half a year earlier than the official 7-year period because of the emergence of the war. And so we had to graduate from the Konan Superior School not after 3 years but as early as 2.5 years, and that was the greatest source of dissatisfaction among students, including me.
その半年で、一生私は損害を受けたのが、その半年間はその、ケミストリーの中でも有機化学なんです。でその授業は全くなかったんですね。あの繰り上げ卒業されたで、僕はその結構一生の間この有機化学に対するコンプレックスがねずっと続いてるのが一番損害が大きかった。
Well, as I mentioned, the graduation from the senior high school was accelerated by half a year, as I said, and this has had an extremely serious impact upon the rest of my life, because that half a year was the period where we were supposed to study organic chemistry. And because I wasn't given a chance to study organic chemistry, I had continued to have a kind of inferiority complex about the organic chemistry for the rest of my life.
When you got to the university, what was your scientific course of study like?
で、次に、京都帝国大学時代なんですけども、その理学部での教育内容、授業内容というのはどういう感じだったんでしょうか？
あの大学3回、3年間あるんですが、当時は第1年目っていうのは、これはもうあのいわゆる物理学一般ですから、まあ、あの数学をはじめとしてですね、まあ、熱力学であるとか流体力学とか、リアルも必須という必ず受けねばならないという、まあ、物理学の電磁気学とかも、要するに物理、あらゆる物理のその各要素の、まあ、教育があります。でこれはもうほとんどノーチョイスなんですね。で2年生になると、その中でもまあ私は原子核物理行ったもんですから、その原子核物理の関係の授業と実験をやると。で3回生はまあ卒業論文を書くと、まあ、いうことなんですが、結果的にその2回生から3回生に移るときに日本が戦争に負けるわけですから、私は結局正規の教育というのは大学は2年間、しかもその間にその学徒同意、あの学生の勤労奉仕というのがありましたね。それでそれはもう全然物理学と何の関係もなしに農村へ行ってなんか稲を植えたりね、なんか野菜を収穫したり、農業用の排水路をなんか作ったり、まあ要するに力仕事ですから、結局3年間の大学ってまあ1年半しか正規に通ってない状態です。
In those days, in university was a three-year program, mm-hmm. and in the first year in Kyoto Imperial University, we studied the physics in general, starting from mathematics and thermodynamics and fluid dynamics and all kinds of necessary components of physics. Mm-hmm. And all those subjects were compulsory, and we were given no choice. And I would like to add the study of electromagnetics also. In the second year, I was a major in nuclear physics. So second year was spent on the theories of learning in classes and experiments, mm-hmm. all related to nuclear physics especially. And the third year was to be a year when the students were supposed to write their graduation thesis. Mm-hmm. But in this period, from the junior year, the second year, to a senior year, the third year, Japan lost in World War II. So after all, I was able to go through the university education in a formal sense. In that time, only for about 1 year and a half.
Mm.
And even during such a short period of time in university, the students were often mobilized for lending the physical labor as volunteers. And those work we were instructed to do was not at all related to physics. What we did was to go to a rural community and we helped the farmers planting rice or harvesting vegetables or constructing a drainage system for a farmland. So it was really a physical demanding jobs we did. And so as I said, I was able to complete only 1 year and a half formal education in university.
Did those interruptions to your coursework happen with any predictability, or was it a very chaotic time for you?
で、この勤労奉仕でだからなかなかその履修もおスケジュール通りに進まなかったということだと思うんですけれども、この勤労奉仕っていうのは、例えばこの時期には次はここに行けというふうにある程度スケジュールがこう前もって予測できるものなのか、それとも割合にもう突然起こって
突然起こってくるわけです。
Right, those physical labor we had to do was not scheduled or predictable, so it was an order given suddenly.
Were you able to begin your studies with Professor Arakatsu?
Arakatsu 先生の指導を受けるというのはすでにもうそれは可能だったんですか？
もう2回生の、で、まあ、各そういう研究室に配属されますから、もちろん本来2回生3回生2年間まるまる指導を受けるはずのものが、まあ期間は1年ですけど、事実上はそのうちの半分ほどは借り出されてたから結局半年しかない。
Right, from the junior year, the second year, the students were placed to different laboratories. So I began to study in Professor Arakatsu's lab. And actually, I was there for the junior year, that's a 1 year period. But because of those interruptions with the order for the physical labor, the actual time I was able to spend, in a sense, was not really a full one year, but half a year, as I said.
Could you describe Professor Arakatsu for us? What he was like as a teacher, as a researcher, as an individual?
じゃあ、Arakatsu先生について少し詳しく、教師として、先生として、研究者として、また一人の人間として、どういう方でしたでしょうか？
いや、彼は僕は一番やっぱりすごいと思うのは、その個々の研究もさることながら、本当のなんていうかな、教育者として、その物理学というものを単に非常に狭い意味の物理学の教その講義でなしにですね、もう人類のこう始まって以来で物理というものが社会に、まあ、どういうふうにその人間の思考に思考のから生まれてですね、でそれがどういうふうに発達していって、それによってその単にその自然科学だけなしに人文科学とか社会科学にまでいろいろ及ぼした影響も含めて、その物理学というのは現代までこういうふうに来たというふうなことを非常に明確に講義してくれましてね。ですから、まあこれユニバーシティなんでね、経済の学生とか法科の学生とか文学の学生なんかも随分彼の、まあ、いわゆる物理学通論という、まあ、一番物理学の初歩のトータルの講義があるんですが、もうこれはもう大人気でしたね。
Well, of course, each piece of his scientific achievements and research was outstanding. But what I admire him most about is the fact that he was a true educator of physics. His lectures and teachings were not limited to the physics in the narrow sense of the terminology. He lectured how physics evolved since the beginning of the history of humankind. How idea or notion like physics was born in the minds of human beings, and how it evolved in the society, and how it came to have a major impact not only on other disciplines of natural sciences, but on disciplines and humanities and social sciences, and how it came to attain the position where it was in the modern times. He lectured all of those things about physics from a very wide perspective in a very clear-cut manner. And because of such a nature of his lectures, the class he taught, which was named the physics synopsis, or kind of a general overview of physics, was very popular, not just among the natural science students, but also among the students in the Department of Economics and Department of Law, and also from the Literature Department also.
それに比べてノーベル賞をもらったお母さんというのは、まあ、業績は研究者の業績としては、まあ、よかったんでしょうが、やはり教育者としてはね、それはほぼ0点に近い人ですね。
On the other hand, to quite a contrary, Dr. Hideki Yukawa, physicist and Japanese Nobel laureate, was perhaps a great scientist and physicist, but I cannot give him a pass as an educator, zero score, 0 point.
For what reason does he get 0 points?
教育者としてはなんで0点なんでしょうか。
講義がわからない。
His lectures in university were incomprehensible.
でも0点をつけたのは分からそうとする努力がない。
And why zero score, zero point? He didn't even make an effort to make students understand what he was talking about in lectures.
With the difficulties of all these interruptions in your studies, were you able to study any subjects outside of science?
で、まあ、大学時代勤労奉仕等でいろいろ中断があったと思うんですけども、その中でその理系以外の科目を履修する学習するというのはチャンスはあったんでしょうか。
物理以外ですか。
Besides the physics, you mean?
Yeah, or outside of physics or science, yeah.
あるいは物理以外のその科学系でもいいんですけど、それ以外で、科学系以外で何か。
もちろん数学とかですね、それから、化学とかも言いました。それから、まあ、京都は、哲学、まあ、文学、人文系の哲学、もう京都学派っていうのがあって非常にあったし、まあ、その辺のちょうど荒勝さんの物理学通論に値するような、まあ、哲学のね、まあ、平易な授業というのもたくさんありましてね、これはまた自然科学系の人がたくさん言ってましたけどね、まあ本当に京都大学はそのユニバーシティにふさわしい大学でしたね。要するにあの辺の界隈行けば一流の学者が常時いろんな講義をしてるから、ちょうど映画館のあの最近できてるなんていうのシネマックスかな、こう面白そうな映画時間割りこう見ててこう入ってこう、しかも入場料いらないですからね、まあいらないというか学費払ってますが、一旦払ったらその年はどこ行ったって聞けるんだ。いや、すごく1年目、2年目に経ってエンジョイしてましたけどね。
Of course, mathematics and chemistry, and also Kyoto Imperial University was well known for a philosophy. And actually, those professors in Kyoto Imperial University were called a group of Kyoto School.Of philosophy, and so some philosophy lectures, which was more or less equivalent to Professor Arakatsu's physics synopsis, were very popular among the natural science students who were layperson, and still for them, those lectures were very easy to follow and understand. And I think Kyoto Imperial University was truly deserved the name university.It was very comprehensive. In a sense, if you go to that the town university area, the part of Kyoto City, there were so many first-ranking professors and researchers anywhere. You could just go and attend any lecture you would like. Just it was a pick and choose kind of thing. It was just like a cinema complex you see these days in those cities. You just look at the schedule of today's airtime and just pick and choose whichever movie you like to see. And besides, in the case of Kyoto Imperial University, you didn't have to buy admission ticket to a lecture you would like to go to once you paid that year's tuition. Mm-hmm. And so I really enjoyed my freshman year and also the second year also.
Did that experience of taking in a wide variety of lectures, did that help shape your educational philosophy? For example, I know you were involved in establishing this Kyoto consortium of schools where people can take courses at different schools. Was that the beginning of that sort of thinking for you?
でまあ、そういった形でその堀場さんはいろんな講義に幅広くお出になったことと思うんですが、そうしましたらそれはその後の堀場会長の教育に対する考え方理念の形成につながったあるいは影響があったんでしょうか。後になって堀場会長は京都のいろんな大学のコンソーシウムの立ち上げに尽力なさったと、学生さんがあちこちの大学で講義を受けられるような構想に関わったというふうに伺っているんですが、
もうまさにそうでして、逆に私は非常に危機感を感じているのは、例えば今の、まあ、医者になるための医学生っていうのは、確かに医学のことは知っておるけれど、まあ、社会のことも、まあ、本当の意味の人間を中心としたそういう哲学のことも全く勉強してないし、そういう人が医者になってもテクノロジーとしてはいいのかもしれないけど、もっと大事なその人間そのものについてのものの考え方とか、あるいは倫理の問題とか、まあ、こういうことを全然勉強してないのはすごく気になったし、これは医学だけでなしに一般的なその自然科学の研究者がですね、何が何でもその新しいものを研究しようとするけど、まあ、それは所詮それは人間にとって本当に有効なものなのか、あるいは人間社会にとってそれは本当に人間を幸福にするものなのかと、まあ、そういう判断なしにただ面白いからとか、ただ競争のためにやるとかいった、まあ、人がたくさん出てきてるわけですから、まあ、それに地球の環境問題なんかも含めると、やはりそのまずその研究者とか開発する人っていうのは、まあ、そういうベーシックなことを知った上でですね、自分のその能力を発揮しないといけないなということを強く感じましてね、まあいろんな仕組みを今考えておるわけです。
Yes, I think you could say that. And on the other side of the coin, I feel a kind of a sense of a crisis today looking at the situation nowadays. For instance, students of medical school, they do not know or try to learn the various different aspects of human society. They just study a medical science. And this kind of a very specialized education might be good for their technical or technology excellence as a physician or a medical researcher, but they do not have a sufficient understanding, a deep understanding about what a human being is or what the ethics really indicate to us. And that is really a source of concern for me today. And this is not true just for the students of a medical school, but also for the students of natural sciences departments as well. There are many young scientists or researchers who would like to pursue and develop something really new or innovative. which might be good, but they just jump on to pursue such kind of innovation or trying to develop something new without making any judgment beforehand whether what they are trying to develop is really good for the welfare or happiness of a human being, or is it really good and enhanced at the happiness and well-being of society at large.
Mm.
Before making any kind of judgment like this, they just jump on things they would like to develop just because they think it's fun or interesting, or just because they want to compete with other fellow scientists and researchers.
Mm.
And on the other hand, we are faced with serious problems like environmental issues of global scale today. So I think scientists and engineers or people involved in R&D first of all have to have a very solid basic foundation before they utilize their special capabilities to develop anything. And because of that concern, I'm trying to do some sorts of things such as a consortium, etc.
Mm.
I have some ideas.
Was it in this time period of the first several years of university life that you first met your wife?
で大学にいらっしゃった何年間の間に奥様にお会いになったということでしょうか。
はい。
Yes, correct.
Could you tell me the story of how you met her?
奥様にどういう形でお出会いになったのか、そのあたりのところを。
それはですね、私がもう2回生になった時か 2年生になった時に。そのいずれ卒業したら軍人、まあ、軍隊に入るわけですね。でその時にその、まあ、単にこうチャンバラをする方に行くのか、あるいはまあ飛行機とか戦車の方に行くのか、あるいは技術の方に行くのかという、まあ、選択があったわけですね。まあ飛行機も面白いし、チャンバラも嫌いではなかったんですが、やっぱりせっかくこうサイエンスをやってたので、まあ、何か新しい兵器を作るとかね。でまあ原子核やってましたから、もう当時日本も原子爆弾っていうもののロジックに原子爆弾を購入して購入して作るんだと、それに対してどういう材料とかどういう設備がいるかということは、まあ、ある程度こうやってたから、まあまだその時日本が頑張ってたらですな、原子爆弾でもやっぱり作るべきではないかと思って、それで僕は技術系を志願したんです。で、原子爆弾はやっぱり海軍陸軍の方が作りやすいと、まあこれはどうして思ったか今もわからないんですが、まあ陸軍の方が作りやすいんじゃないかと思って陸軍の技術将校になるということで、で志願し、まあ志願っていうか卒業したらなりますよということで、で私もその陸軍、逆に今度はですから陸軍に籍を置いて大学へ、まあ、言ったら出向してるっていうのかな、委託生としてになったんです。で、そうこうしてるうちにその一般の人は勤労方針に行くんですけど、僕はその陸軍のその研究所へ派遣されたんですね。でその時に彼女もその女性も同じようにその時は専門学校専門部だったんですが、やっぱりそのいろんなとこ派遣されてるわけ、まあそれはパラシュートの人もあればいろいろあるけど、彼女もそういう技術系のとこ行きたいっていうから、たまたま僕の行ってた陸軍の技術研究所に彼女もいた、まあこういうことで知り合って、まあそしたらまあ戦争終わってガチャガチャガチャガチャしててですね、 で、まあ、結婚しようかってことになったんです。
In my second year in the university, I was more or less anticipating that upon graduation I had to join the Japanese military. Mm-hmm. And there were three choices regarding which part of the military I would join. One is to become a real soldier and fighting in the ground, and second is to join the department for operating or doing things related to the aircraft or war tanks and so forth, and the third is to join the technology section or department of the military. And I was a science major and with the special interest in the research theme on nuclear physics. And so I thought that it might be a good idea to join the technology department mm-hmm. With the involvement of new kinds of weapons and whatnot. And back in those days, Japan had some ideas, at least in theory, about the way to make a nuclear bomb, like what kind of materials and equipment would be necessary to make a nuclear bomb. And so under the circumstances that I decided to choose the technology section of the military, and I thought that if we were to make a nuclear bomb eventually, then I thought that it would be easier to make it if I joined the Army's research center than the Navy's research division. I didn't know why, I don't even know today why I made that decision that the it would be easier in Army than Navy, but anyhow, I thought that it would be easier if I joined the Army. So I promised that I would become a technology officer in the Japanese Army. And in those days, because of the arrangement between universities and the Japanese military, the students were formally enrolled in the army, and then we were more or less seconded, loaned.
Yes.
To universities. Mm-hmm. So I was like that also. So with the promise that I would become the technology officer in the army, I was on loan to university then. In those days, the people in general were mobilized for the physical labor as volunteers, but I was then seconded to a military's army's research center. And my future wife was also seconded to this same army research center from the school she was attending to. And there were many sections like parachutes and so forth sections, but she happened to be in the same technology section, and that's where I met, and after the end of war, we just decided to get married.
Mm-hmm.